Have we recorded? Here we go, my friends. Okay, we're up to Perek Aleph, Ois, Hey, V'chein, Tzorech, Sheyeda. This is mine? Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you very much. Ooh, wow. Ooh, wow. Perfect. Business.
Ah.
Perfect. I love when you like you mix them, the hot and the cold, and it's just at a perfect temperature. You know what I mean? It's good.
It's still hot.
You know, hot water. It's the best. Nothing like it. You know what I mean? When I run out of hot water, I have to drink like beer or something. Like, you know? Nothing like hot water.
I'll go for beer.
You know what I mean? Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam. Hot cocoa is a good second or third. Hot water is the best.
You ever tried honey water?
No, just like plain water. Yeah, this is unadulterated. This is. You want to pass a mint down for David Reed? Make a bracha, mach a bracha, like nice and loud, David Reed. Hoich and klar, loud and clear. Amen. Anyone else didn't get a mint, they're welcome to take. If not, you can pace it back here. Oh, where is my stash dwindles? There it goes, my friend. V'chein tzarech sheyeda. Person has to know. Shemitziuso yisbarach shemoy mitzius pashut. Hashem is not complicated. We are complicated. And the truth is that we are very complicated. Our body is very complicated. We're made up of many different remach, evarim, shesa, gidim, sinews, limbs, bones. We have ligaments. We have pigmentation. We have follicles. I'm saying a lot of big words. I don't know what all that means. But
I mean,
what?
Chromosomes also.
No? Chromosomes. That's a good one. Chromosomes on, is a good one.
What about a few good ones?
That's
cells. Atoms.
Blood. DNA. We have blood. We have all different types. Well, there's a lot of water inside of us. You know, human beings need a lot of water. You got all this stuff. We're complicated. Our body is very complicated. Hashem is Metzius Pashut. Beli Harkova V'Riboy Klal. Hashem is no Riba. Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad. B'li Riboy. He's not, there's not. We have two arms. We have two eyes and nose. Two yuds and a vav. Right? We have a mouth. We have all different. Hashem is Echad. V'chol ha'shleimus kulam nimtzim boi b'derech pashut. And all of the perfection, all of the shlemus. Shlemus is the lashon of shalom. You know Hashem's name is shalom. You know that you're not supposed to say Shabbat shalom in the mikvah. Why not? Because the word shalom is the name of Hashem. You could say good Shabbos if you want, but you can't say Shabbat shalom. Pirush. Kihine b'nefesh. Because inside the soul of a man, yimtzu koi chois rabim. Man has many different strengths. Shoinim, there's many and they're different. Shekol echad mehem, gederoi bifnei atzma. Each one has its own description. L'mashal, derech mashal, zikaroin koyach echad v'harotzen koyach acher. I have a sister-in-law who has a wildly strong memory when it comes to phone numbers. She remembers everyone's phone number that she ever heard. It's like, it's ridiculously crazy. She has this memory. She just has this, some people, they have this amazing memory. V'harotzoin koyach acher. And those people have a lot of will, a lot of determination. Hadimyoin koyach acher. Some people have tremendously wild imagination. Ve'in echad me'ele nichnas begeder chaveiroi klal. Each one is different. Can a person have a good zikaron without having a good rotzoin? Can a person have a good rotzoin without a good zikaron? Can a person have either of those without a good dimyon? For sure, each one is separate from each other. Chihine geder hazikaron geder echad geder haratzen geder acher v'en haratzen nechmas v'geder hazikaron v'lozikaron geder haratzen v'chein kulam. They're all like that. We have all different types of things. And all of our attributes, each one is independent of the other. And a theory, I can have one without having the other. Ach adoin, yisborach shemoi, einenu baal koichos shoynosh. Hashem doesn't have many different koichos. Does anyone have a sitter handy? See if you can, we see if you can someone get it. There you go. Anything, Ashkan Sfar. Hashem is different. Hashem doesn't have koichos shoynosh. For us, they're different. If we would have them, for us, they'd be very different. But by Hashem, it's really all one thing.
I'm going to try to explain it. I'm going to try to come up with a good mashal. I'm going to try. Hopefully, I'll be able to soon. Here it goes. But before I do, I'm going to read for you from Yigdal. Second pasuk in Yigdal. Does anyone know what it is? Does anyone know how many lines there are in Yigdal?
26.
16.
Nope. 3. Anyone know how many lines there are in Yigdal?
18.
Someone who is in Amunavad should know the answer to that question. Not presently in Amunavad. That's not easy to you. There are 13 lines in Yigdal. Why are there 13 lines in Yigdal?
Gimel Ikrim.
Yud Gimel Ikrim. Second line is Echad v'ein yachid ki yichudoi nelam v'gam ein soif li achdu soif. Echad v'ein yachid ki yichudoi. He is one. There's no one else one like him. What does that mean? That means that Hashem is one. We have two arms. Hashem doesn't have two arms. We have two eyes. We have two eyes. We have arms and eyes are different. Hashem's arms and his eyes, it's all one. Hashem is just one. It's a oneness to it. Try to give you an example. Let's see if I could give you an example. Trying to give you an example. Doesn't really work, but I'm going to do our best on this one anyway. You have to know a little bit about taste buds to appreciate this. Natanael brought over a delicious wine on Shabbos. It's very good by Natanael. It was extremely, extremely delicate. Now, does anyone here like to drink rosé wines? So, rosé wines are supposed to be, you're supposed to drink them chilled. Do you know that? Now, what some people don't know necessarily is that if you chill it too much, it kind of like loses its flavor. Did you know that? If you chill it's not supposed to be too cold, a rosé. Champagne, which is not supposed to be sweet, when you freeze something, it loses its sweetness. So if the wine gets too cold, it won't taste the sweetness of the wine. It'll just taste kind of like bland. If you don't believe me, you can try it. Try to like get a rosé very, very cold, and it won't taste good. It has to be chilled, and even say on the bottle, best served. It won't say the coldest possible. It'll say exactly what temperature you should serve it on, because it could get too cold.
That's it. It's done.
What? No. I'm assuming. I don't know because this. I don't know about it. I sometimes accidentally leave wines in the freezer and they actually freeze. I'm assuming that when they unfreeze them, they get their taste back. But I'm not sure. I don't know that for a fact. I don't know. I never really worked on it enough to figure it out. But
But my point is that wine, the colder it gets, the less sweet it is. So cold and or warm and sweet go together. They go together. These are not two different descriptions of the wine. The colder it is, the less sweet it is. The warmer it is, the more sweet it is. Now, we want it to be cold, not too cold. So over there, you have two different things which are dependent on each other. It's two different things, sweet and cold, I would say. Are sweet and cold the same thing? No. But when it comes to wine, if you freeze your wine for some reason, it might have to do with, you all know that if you freeze your alcohol, it tastes less alcoholic. I think we all know that, right? But, you know, alcoholic and cold, I would say it's two different midas, but they're connected to each other. By Hashem, every midah that he has is interconnected. It's all one. It's echad. It's not that there's like, you know, two different things. We have eyes and we have a nose and we have a mouth. They're different. Hashem's eyes and his nose and his mouth are all together. It's one thing. It's not that they're very close. It's like, it's echad.
He still has a nose?
No. No. Emlo demus haguf ve'en oguf. He doesn't have a body. But you can't have a body because you can't have a nose. If your nose is your eyes and your eyes is your mouth, you can't have a nose.
What is being
like a smartphone?
There's nothing. He doesn't even have a body. What?
Your camera, your phone.
It's something like that. But even over there, within your smartphone, you have separate apps. You could erase this app. This app can work. This app cannot work. There's nothing like that. Over here, it's echad. There's there's no different parts to Hashem. It doesn't work that way. Everything is one when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though he does have Chochmah, and he does have Ratzon, but his Chochmah and his Ratzon are one. It's one. I wonder how the Rambam writes it in the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam. Let's see if the Rambam even mentions it. You remember this? That's not the first. It's going to be the second. Here it is. Anima Amin. You did the second one? That was yours?
I never had it.
Shabbos Baruch Shemo Yachid Ve'en Yechidus Ki Kemohu Shum Panim Ulad Elkim Haya Hay Ve'Viyeh. It's also part of Haya Hay Ve'Viyeh. Hashem was and is and will always be. Hashem does not, he doesn't have boundaries. There's no Hashem doesn't have, it doesn't exist in time or anything like that. All this is within Hashem. And this brings us to the very, very big, imponderable things that you can't really think about, which is, how can Hashem know what we're going to do if we have free choice? Well, if Hashem is Haya Hoyveviyya, Hashem is Yachid, so that definitely puts him in a different space, or actually he's not in a space. he doesn't have space. He doesn't have time, right? But this is all our, you know, trying to understand that Hashem just works in ways that our mind can't really comprehend. Pirish, Amitas Inyono, ki ein shayach geder bo yisparach ela outzad heter loshen. We can't explain, we can't put a boundary to Hashem only because we need to put it into words. It's not real. Kol mashu shu shlemus v'nimtza sheyesh boi kol hashlemus lokadavar noisef al mahusai. There are people, for example, they have good voices. My brother used to have a good voice. Then he got nodules on his vocal cords, and now he has a very raspy voice. He's still my brother, and he's still a great guy. He just can't sing. There are some people, they have beautiful hair, and then they lose their hair. And they're still great guys, and it has nothing to do with it, because their hair is not them. We might sometimes define ourselves. People go through midlife crisis, but sometimes they define themselves by their hair, or by their voice, or by their looks, or by anything. And then we go through a crisis when, you know, it's not the way, but that's not really who we are, right? So what we have is external to us. Sometimes people are good ball players, and then he shatters his ankle, and then that's the end. Right? So then, does that define him? It doesn't. With Hashem, his midos are inseparable from him. So everything is internal, is be'etzim. Lo kedaver noisef al mahusoy ve'amitas inyanoi. Eli mitzat amitas inyano be'atzma. Shekoilelas ba'amito kol ha'shleimas. Hashem has everything inside of him. She'i efshar le'inyan shehub mi'bilti kol ha'shleimas mitzat atzma. It's impossible for something to be outside of. So this is where we get to that other imponderable, which I think we might have spoken about before, which is we asked, can Hashem make a rock that even he can't lift? Did we speak about this before here?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
The first one.
Hashem make a rock, and this over here is an imponderable.
It's not a valid question.
It's not a valid question. The way that we had said it was, can Hashem make, I don't know how we said it,
a rock
green fast. Like, what does it mean, make green fit? Exactly. Right, exactly. Exactly. You can't, that's not a valid question.
The answer is no.
What?
His lifting power is not bigger than his power of creation.
No. His answer is not no. He is outside of the realm of...
There's no lift.
So it's not the answer is not low. The answer
there's
is
no
that...
lifting and there's no rock.
It's not a fair question. The question is not valid. Can Hashem make green fast?
Could.
Exactly. Green is a color, and fast is a speed. Hashem is not within the confines of being able to lift, not able to lift. So Hashem is outside of that, and you're trying to put him in. It doesn't work. It's like, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. It just sounds good to us because in our head we think of Hashem as having arms and legs. He doesn't have arms and legs.
Hashem lifted our Sinai above us.
Hashem, there's no such thing as something that is hard for Hashem to do. He's not in this world. So therefore, he has no limits, correct. So it's not possible to make someone limitless, limited. That's like saying, it's a contradiction in terms.
No is limiting you.
So Hashem could make green fast, technically?
No. No, because it's a contradiction in terms. You can't expect someone to be able to make a contradiction in terms.
Right, so then what is it?
Then he can't do something. It's like the question just doesn't make sense.
Can Hashem make no yes?
Probably somehow.
No, you can't, because no is no and yes is yes. You can't make no yes. You can't make green fast. But that's not a problem. Hashem can't do something because it's just, can Hashem make 2 + 2 = 3?
I don't know. The answer is no.
The answer is the question. That's not a valid question. It's not a valid question because what you're saying is a contradiction in terms. So can Hashem make something? So over here, this is Hashem. Hashem is e'efshar le'inyan shehu bilti kol hashleimus. It's impossible. So you're asking what you're saying is an impossibility. So you can't ask someone to do something that's absolutely impossible. Mitzad atzma. There's no such thing as a rock that Hashem can't lift. It doesn't exist. So therefore, you can't expect Hashem to make a rock that doesn't exist. It can't exist. It's e'efshar for such a thing to exist.
So he can't make it.
Hashem cannot make green fast either. He can't make green fast. Why not? Because that's impossible. There's no such thing as green fast. So Hashem can make anything in this world happen. Anything that's in this world. Something that's not in this world, it can't make happen. Because it's not... I'm asking a question. Can Hashem make you God?
If he wanted to.
No, he can't. He can't make you God. Because that's a contradiction in terms. You're limited, and God is not limited. He cannot make you God.
But can he make you unlimited?
If God is unlimited, why can't he make you?
Wait, he can make someone a
model. Because you're saying, can God make limited unlimited? And if not, then he's not unlimited. No, because if you're talking within the confines of limited, then it's impossible. The same way Hashem can't make green fast. Why can't he make green fast? Because that's not possible. Green cannot mean fast. Those two words don't work together. So limited can't be unlimited. What are you saying? Can God make limited unlimited? That's a ridiculous question.
Boy, he's made people into malachim.
They're still limited. 100%. The only thing unlimited in this world is Hashem. He's the only one. But I say it needs pondering. But after pondering the imponderable, you can realize there's a lot of truth and wisdom. Okay, my friends, we're going to continue with Hashem. Hopefully.